I don't know where it is, but it is in the story of John Newton. He was the pastor of Oldie Church, and he died there, and he was buried in the churchyard. This is the epitaph, that is, what is written on the gravestone to remember this man by. Who wrote it? John Newton himself. Here is a man writing about himself, how God saved him. John Newton, here it is. Infidel. Amazing. How an infidel could preach the gospel. And this Old Need Church. Libertine. You know what is a libertine? You know what is liberty? Freedom. He freely sinned. All the sins that came his way, he, you name it, he did it. So he admits that he was a great sinner. Nevertheless, God saved him, pardoned him. Servant of slave traders. Ah, he not only traded in slaves, but he became a servant to the slave traders. You know what it is to be a slave trader? Go to the market and see them selling chickens. Ah, sometimes you pity the poor chickens, don't you? Here is a man who captures human beings and takes them from Africa to sell in the marketplace in England. How awful. So that's what he did. But saved by our Lord Jesus, by grace, pardon undeserved, goodness of God undeserved. This is not just of himself, but all of us. Whoever comes to Jesus, we don't deserve his goodness and his pardon and his grace. So this is why it is called grace. But the Lord Jesus forgave him, restored, pardoned, and finally put him into the ministry. I think this can be said of all servants of God. We don't deserve it. No matter how good we think we are not good enough. And God in his mercy forgives us freely. That's what happens to Paul the Apostle. And he confesses he's the least of all the apostles and the chief of sinners. Then he appointed John Newton to preach the faith he once labored to destroy. Ah, my, what a confession. What a confession. He admitted freely that at one time he thought the best thing he could do was destroy the faith, destroy the gospel. How did he do that? By the kind of life he lived and by the terrible language that he spoke. So this is the introduction I have for this song that we have just sung, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretched soul like me. And this is the testimony, the confession of John Newton. Now we are here to consider the other hymn that he wrote. We are considering two hymns tonight. Amazing Grace and Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. We read it in Psalm 87, verse 3. That he was extolling, praising, and uplifting the city of Jerusalem. glorious things of thee are spoken. City, Zion, Zion, city of our God. What is Zion? Do you know? There is a road in Singapore called Zion Road. Please understand, next time you see Zion Road is Jerusalem. Zion is synonymous with Jerusalem. Why on earth, of all the cities, does John Newton want to talk about glorious things of Jerusalem? Glorious things of thee are spoken, city, Zion, city of our God. So here we consider the songwriter was John Newton. Now the tune is a stirring and most majestic tune. Today, if we hear it, it is the tune of the German national anthem. But it was composed as the tune of the Austrian national anthem by a man called Franz Joseph Haydn. He was a great composer, German composer. And it was composed for the Austrian national anthem. We shall sing it later from our hymnal 263. So that is so much about why we are talking about this song. Now a word about Zion. From tonight, those of you who did not know will know. Whenever we talk of Zion, it is synonymous with Jerusalem. Do you know about Jerusalem? What do you know? In November, a group of us are going to Jerusalem to see the beautiful city. You say, what is so beautiful about it? Well, there is a beauty unwritten, unknown. For it is God's city. Of all cities on earth, God has chosen one, Jerusalem. One people, the people I call, out of which will come the Messiah, Savior of all the world, will come from Zion, from the people of Zion, from the Jews. No other city has seen such destruction for 3,000 years. Can you imagine it? From the time of its founding to become the city of David, this has become the bone of contention. Many nations, many countries, many armies have come to attack, invade, and destroy the city. It has been destroyed a dozen times over and rebuilt. You destroy it, God's people rebuild it. Why is it so? You ask yourself. I cannot think of any other city which went through that kind of history for 3,000 years. In 1948, suddenly, out of nowhere, the country of Palestine became modern Israel. Amazing. Do you know that this is prophetic? That it is foretold in God's word, I will bring back my people. And the country that was once dead will come to life. This is what happened. 1948, 48, 58, 68, 78, 88, 98, 108 is 60 and 4 years. Oh, it's amazing. Amazing country, amazing history, amazing city. No other city like Zion or Jerusalem. And do you know the meaning of Jerusalem? Peace. city of peace. What peace is there? Oh, dear friends, it is a contradiction of terms, isn't it? No other city has seen that kind of conflict and warfare that is waged all because of the city. Why is it? Unless you understand, you see, incredible. Because God's adversary, Satan, is very unhappy. And he vents his anger and his evil against God by attacking the city of Jerusalem. All the warfare and upheaval and destruction that has come upon Israel is all because of Satan. Do you understand? And Satan comes in, instigates and energizes all the countries around, mainly the Arab countries. Do you know that the Arabs are first cousins of the Jews? It's a family feud. But it is Satan attacking God's people and God's city, Jerusalem. How long more will it go? Answer, do you know? It will go on until the Lord Jesus comes. And then he will restore peace and sanity to the people there. And there will be peace and prosperity. And all the nations of the world will come to Jerusalem one day. One day this will come to pass. It's all in the Bible. It is God's city. Out of Zion will come salvation. All people will come to Jerusalem to acknowledge the God of creation, salvation, God of peace, the wonderful God, whom we know through his Son, Jesus Christ. So this is the background that we are talking about, we are singing about. We shall now sing the closing hymn, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. Two hundred and 263 of your revival hymnal. I shall read all this. And by the way, I have forgotten the second part of the Bible reading. And I shall read with you now. Turn to the last book of the Bible in Revelation chapter 21. And there you will be amazed how prophecy is going to be fulfilled. Revelation chapter 21, before we sing, do the same tune of 263. Revelation 21 says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth were passed away. Verse 2. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. This is pictorial, prophetic language. It will be so beautiful. You cannot imagine it. You cannot think of anything else to surpass it, because it is God's city, and it is prepared for God's people. It's coming. And where is it coming from? You know, Jerusalem is the only city in the whole world with another twin city coming from heaven. Do you know? Not London, definitely not Singapore, but it will be Jerusalem. God will prepare, construct in a way that we do not know. So beautiful, perfect, and so glorious it will come. That's why John Newton wrote this song, this hymn, "Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God." Now read on. Verse 3 of Revelation 21. "I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men." Ah, this is yet future. Dear friends, let's pray and work for this wonderful future city, capital city of the whole world, New Jerusalem, the tabernacle of God. What is tabernacle? Do you know? Simply, dwelling place, where God will dwell, where He will be present. Forever and ever, He will be there. The tabernacle of God, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. Who are the they and them? We who are saved will be His people. Are you not happy and glad and grateful and full of gratitude every day, blessing Him? Because you will be there, I will be there. God Himself shall be with them, be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death. Ah, how wonderful. No more death. Did you know that? Are you looking forward to it? Here on earth, this week we had one death, last week two deaths, and once recently we had five deaths all within a week. Amazing. We don't like death. But there is no way we can avoid death until we come into this New Jerusalem. Here it is. Verse 4 says, I read again, "The God shall wipe away all tears, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy? Dear friends, read on. "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new." This is our God speaking. "Behold, I make all things new, and they will always be new and always perfect. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." Amen. Now we shall sing what John Newton wrote some 300 years ago for us to sing tonight. 263, "Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God." That is Jerusalem. This is of the future Jerusalem, the coming Jerusalem that will descend from heaven to us. Let's arise to sing. Number 263. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion city of our God. He whose word not be broken, form thee for his own abode. On the rock ages founded, what can shake
thy sure repose, where salvation's walls surrounded, thou mayst allay all thy foes. Lay the dreams of living waters, drain from you the love. And all fear of one remove, what such a river first was raised, the Lord, the giver, never fails from me to age. On his Lord is near, glorious things they are spoken. Zion say, they of our God, he will certainly not be broken from this for his own abode.
Now may grace, mercy and peace from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and abide with all his people this night and until we see the Lord Jesus return in the clouds of heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Thank God for your presence.